Blog Talk Radio.
Out there. This is May speaking to you from a gorgeous New York City day. And, you know, I see Miss Cynthia, you went out to a show.
I did. And you know what, May? Now, with what has transpired in the past couple of days, now more than ever, we need this show because I'm going to tell you, anybody who has a chance to go out and see the Happy Together Tour, and in particular, our friends now and cohorts in crime, the Cowsills, from start to finish, the show was spectacular, but they in particular, May, brought so much energy, so much excitement, and they sound as good now as they ever did, ever.
Oh, I know. I said that when I went to see them. I just, that's all I wanted to do was promote them because I thought, God, they sound even better. So, and I have people on my Facebook that said they bought tickets, they can't wait to see them. It's great. You know, and you're right. And they brought some joy into this past weekend where it's been a real tough time. And to, just for a brief second, I want to say our prayers and thoughts to all the people that were affected by this. We will, you know, we will rise from the ashes of this whole thing.
Wow. It's a sad statement about the human race, and this can't be what our legacy is. It cannot. But let's turn our faces to the sun now, and let's welcome to the show our friends, the Cowsills. And today it's not only Paul, it's not only Susan, but it's also Bob.
Absolutely.
Welcome to the show, guys.
And we are reporting live with Paul and Susan Cowsill from the Happy Together. How are you girls today?
Oh, God. I can't wait to see you guys this week. I can't.
Well, I want to let you guys know.
Go ahead.
We have a special guest with us. Our brother Bob has
agreed to let us interview him.
Yep.
Yay!
And
go
free,
ahead. Take
it
over. Take it.
Okay.
Right.
So,
hi,
Bob.
I want everyone to know I waived my appearance fee.
Oh, what?
So, Bob, we have a question, just a few questions. Okay, Bob. And we'll let you go. We know you're a busy man.
Very busy
I have a sound check, please. We want to know, how is it touring at the age of 67 in your life now?
Well, first of all...
Hey,
I'm not 67, I'm 66, so stop laughing. But actually, at my age, it's amazing to be on a tour like this because they treat us so well. You've got to understand this. They treat us so well on the
Happy
Together
Tour. Better than the home.
They treat the audience well, better than at the home. We get day passes to do our shows, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay, what else about Paul?
Well, you know what? Everybody's been asking, Bob, being the musical director of the Cowsills, is there anything going to be coming out? Is there a new record possibly you guys are going to be doing? Or
despite the attitude of the people in the audience here, we are going to make a record because we're going to be dead soon. So we got to make one more record. Because we can still sing. You know, if you can still do it, you should keep doing it. That's for sure. You know, no one's still... That wasn't funny.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay. we're gonna be making a new record. We don't know what the name of it is yet, but we're all gonna do it. We're gonna write
songs.
Gonna
be great.
Where
okay,
we
that
going?
Was real nice, Bob. Yeah, Bob. What's his next question?
The other thing is, how is it going for you personally on the Happy Together tour?
Well, everyone loves me, and that's a good thing. Well, those girls. We don't, but that's okay. But we're treated very well, and it's just so awesome to be here. Everyone should come out to the show.
I have one question, Bob.
Okay.
Do they make sure that you have the right colored M&Ms?
Yeah, we're chocolate and yellow people. And so we have a couple
I've heard Bob's difficult. I've heard he's the difficult one. How afterward, do you have like a personal handler that collects all the defends that are being tossed at you and, on stage? Is that
oh,
yeah,
man.
If they start tossing them, you know, having handler that specifically comes out and catches those M&Ms, because if they hit the ground,
the
I will.
Said depends, Bob. Depends.
Depends.
Depends. Depends. No, I don't wear the depends. Okay, I don't do that. I'd rather just not do that. I'm going to start wearing depends. This is Paul. As soon as I possibly can. And it depends on a lot of things.
Hey, it's an endorsement. You know, it's a. You know, you guys, I have to be honest with you. I don't know. I'm the oldest of six. I don't know if I could travel with my brothers and sisters. You sound like you really enjoy being with each other. Or is somebody sitting there now with an electroshock treatment?
No.
Well, we really do enjoy being with each other.
And that's just from being little kids and, you know, watching each other's backs. We became closer and closer and closer as time went by. You know, I talk to a lot of people with a big family, and they go, wow, we're not that close. But, you know, we were really close. We were taking care of each other our whole lives.
We had to get each other through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was funny. Okay. I just wanted to be able to use my laugh track. We're so happy to be on this radio show with you guys.
We did Atlanta last night. They put a little bit more security on. Tonight we're doing Atlanta. We're in Jacksonville. We started the show about a half hour late because they were searching people a lot tighter. But the place was full. The place was full. People came out. We had a whole night time of happy together.
Happy together. Are you girls coming out to the New York show?
May is May.
I am.
All,
I'm definitely coming
mate.
Out.
Yeah,
I'm
you're all set, mate. Yeah,
I can't wait. I've been talking about this. I can't wait. I've been telling everybody. And it's been
awesome.
I'm sitting here going, oh God, I can't wait. I need my Cowsill fix and everybody else on this tour that I haven't seen in a while.
We're prepared to give it to you. And listen, we're very excited, Paul and I, because we have a lot of guests lined up for our Monday radio show, and so we're super excited to let you know that next week we will be bringing you Paul. Tell them who we got.
Billy J. Kramer.
Hello.
Next week and possibly the week after Chuck Mangan. He's excited about coming on your show.
Excellent.
And so everybody's excited about this whole thing that we're doing, May. Honestly, this is and Cynthia, this is a real serious thing.
But nobody's more excited than our studio audience here on the bus. And there they are.
Yeah.
Well,
quiet down, everybody. We're doing a show. But yeah, so we're gonna start the New York run on the 15th in Poughkeepsie, and then May, I'm gonna see you
at
the Beacon on the 16th.
That's right. I can't wait to be there. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
We got good weather. We got good weather here for you guys.
We want the good weather. We love
weather.
The good weather.
And the show is just awesome, you guys. We've got to experience it now a few times. Mark Lindsay is killing it still. Chuck just stands up there.
Chuck Mangan is magic.
He's killing it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's killing it tonight. Gary Puckett, Billy
everybody.
J. Kramer, of course, you know. And
Cowsills aren't bad either.
The Cowsills are okay.
Yeah. The Cowsills are. The Cowsills are. You guys are being modest, and we said it before we came on the air. Somebody has to be doing a show about you. The time has come.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
Yes.
Hey. Tell everyone you know that might want to do a show with us.
We're ready.
You know what? We're putting it out there. We're putting it out there because listen, when people go to see a lot of these, revival shows or whatever, they come away disappointed. This is not one of those shows. You come away uplifted, singing, and wanting to be in a band. Yeah.
And
I mean,
want a band after this show. Yep. Let's start a band after this show.
So now, do you guys show tonight, or is this an off night?
Listen, y'all can borrow my laugh track anytime. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, but tonight we're playing Atlanta. We're at the Cobb Center in Atlanta tonight at 7:30. The show starts and
come on out.
It's going to be crazy, Cray. I learned a new word, you guys, from the young people, and it's cray cray. Because the guy came up to me and goes, day. He goes, dude, you're cray cray. And I took offense, and then he goes, you know, crazy, crazy. And I went, oh, good. Yeah, yeah, I am cray cray.
Yeah, I can't even imagine, Paul, you with an off switch. I've never seen anybody with so much energy in my life. I mean, you were jumping around. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm inspired. Something happens to me almost religiously up there, spiritually.
It's a spiritual
moment. I am taken by everything that I'm allowed to be involved in. I'm just humbled by it and very, 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 very grateful.
I got to tell you something. When you were doing Chiller, I don't know what it was, because you're so, what was it? We came downstairs at 9 o'clock in the morning, and they're all ready. And Paul's jumping all over the place.
Singing good morning. Remember, May? He was singing good morning.
I know.
Do not kill us.
May, because all the early birds looked like they weren't having fun. They were all just like zombies. And so I was going, good morning, good morning. See, it's great
true.
To be up late. Good morning to you.
I loved it. I thought that was the best. I mean, because it woke everybody up. It did wake everybody up.
It did. I'm awake all
night. Oh, my gosh. I wish this was a TV show, you guys.
I'm
gotta serious.
I got to work on this.
I really think there's a big possibility there. And then we'll come and visit you now and then. You know, I mean, we'll be like,
I think God's here, darling.
I think we're going to have to think about this. I have to think about some people I know.
I have a technical question. I'm curious because I'm not a musician at all. Do you guys vocally warm up before you go out, or you know, are you backstage going and all that? You know, how does it work?
We are not.
We are backstage eating potato chips.
And
cheese.
Our warm up is the first two songs of our set.
Yeah.
See?
May,
I mean, this is great.
We've been doing this so long, and being that we're brothers and sister,
it's
comes out.
Thing.
It's a DNA thing, and rehearsal has nothing to do with that. We like it spontaneous and as high energy as we can get it. And and when you rehearse, you kind of lose all that. You know, we want to make sure we're working hard up there.
Right.
And you do. You do. I mean, my hat's off to you.
Listen, I'm doing what Susan says. I'm doing what Susan says right now. I'm eating potato chips. Like I'm listening to this.
Well, you know, you just come off as so approachable. You just come off as so joyful and enthusiastic, and I think that's missing in a lot of artists today. This has been a long, long journey for you guys, and the road is still wide open ahead of you. I mean, it's great.
I feel like we have been given a final golden ticket.
Yeah, we got the brass ring. I don't want to snuff my guest today. Bob had something to say.
Very important.
And so, Bob.
Bob, as our guest, please say what's on your mind.
Bob, I have to wait till next week.
No, you're off.
We just want to let all your listeners know, if you show up to any of the shows and you say that May and Cynthia sent me, that we will change your seat to the tour bus.
Uh-oh. Be careful what you wish for, Bob.
That's right.
That's a disclaimer from us, okay? Yeah.
How many listeners do you girls have?
Well, but what we do want to let you know, May, to all the people, is that after every show, the councils do go out into the lobby.
Come out and say hello.
And we try to meet everybody and sign and take pictures, and it's all really a lot of fun.
Definitely, I'm going to pass the word out to everyone.
Okay.
Believe me, I will. Because that's one of your traits, and I think that's fabulous.
We keep doing it. We learned that from our dad, actually.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
Jason, our stage manager, just walked by.
Uh-oh.
Yes, he did. Yeah, we're going to have him on as a special guest somewhere down the line.
Yeah, he's going to interview all of our crew. And many of our guests on the Happy Together Tour.
Hey, Jason,
well, that
just
would
say
be
hi.
Awesome.
Hey, Jason from the Happy Together Tour.
Okay, see, May, they're having too much fun, May. We need to start a band. I'm telling you. Well, listen, guys, we're going to let you go because you probably have things to do. And
we have to do our wash.
Oh, that's important.
It is. It is.
We look forward to next week's check-in. We look forward to
all
it.
Right.
And I just, guys, it was really, really a pleasure for me to get to see you. May, you already know you're going to love him because you've seen him already. And to all our producer friends out there, show idea, because you guys, there's something there. There's something there.
Yes.
And
we're
going to
talk about it. Then you and
security kick.
Yep.
Thank you so much, May and Cynthia.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Bob,
yes,
thank you for coming
you.
On, Bob.
See you at
the
meeting.
Take care.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Ciao.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Always keep laughing.
I love
them. Oh my gosh, they are too much.
I love these guys.
Seriously, May, somebody really needs to jump on that, because you know what? There's a great surge right now with interest in these kind of bands and baby boomers, the population. I think people would watch a show about them. I really do. You know, they missed their first opportunity because they were supposed to be the Partridge Family. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Listen. You and I will talk. We'll talk off the let's think about this.
Okay,
and,
cool.
And I got to tell you,
That'd be awesome.
I loved, you know, I said that from the very beginning. I said, but you know what? If they come to your town, and to anybody out there, if they come as the Cowsills, not as part of another tour, because they then do their full show, they are so amazing. I mean,
oh, I can
you
imagine.
Get to see the full thing. Oh, it's full on. It's just wonderful. And you just leave there with a smile on your face. And they
well,
are,
of course, now with the Happy Together tour, each act is like limited to a certain amount of songs.
Right.
So you only get a taste, you know.
Dead right. And
but,
so you want more. And I have to tell you, they are so true about this, and they're so loyal to their fans that they do come out and they do sign autographs, they do everything, and they do that until the last one's gone. And they will be out there. And, you
well,
know.
No performer, whether you're an actor, a musician, an author, whatever, no performer is any greater than what their fans are. And, you know, I say to them, I think their enthusiasm and joy is genuine, and I am now a gusher. I'm gushing about the castle.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I am
yeah.
so glad you finally got a chance to get out of that house of yours.
I came, on, I came down
there.
Off my mountain, and I went with our friend Nancy Lee Andrews, and, you know, it was the CMAs in Nashville this week. So we're like, oh, I will never get a parking space, but we Ubered in. And we Ubered in without a problem, and the crowd was great. The War Memorial is one of these older buildings. The acoustics are really good in it, and we saw BB. We saw BB Buell.
Yes, and
she was
and,
there.
And, and as you know, Paul was BB's first boyfriend.
Yeah. So we saw BB. We went backstage, and she's looking fab, and she's still rocking away. And it was just a really nice night. And they're great people, and they're very, very generous with their appreciation. And you don't see that too much. So
no,
I have
to tell you that their enthusiasm is all genuine. It's not about, oh God, I have to come out and talk to these people. They love it. And they remember things, and they're appreciative. I can't even say enough about them, because when I met them, I said, wow, all right. And then when I got a chance to get to know them even more, especially at the Chiller one, when Paul was singing, I mean, it's so true. Here we were coming in, walking in, and he's singing, you know, Good Morning. And everybody was saying, I like to get whatever he's gone. And that's
mm-hmm.
a natural high. And he loves that singing. And it's just, it's so catchy. They were great. I mean, at the drop of a hat, they go right into singing, and they sound fantastic.
They really do. And, I mean, it was without, you know, theatrics at the microphone. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't nobody was back there mixing them as they were singing. They were singing, and they were great. And it was a lot of fun. I recommend. And I'm really looking forward to them checking in with us as they go across, you know, the country on this tour and bring their guests, because we all need a shot of energy right now. We all do.
Oh.
And, They were great. I was happy. I can't wait for you to come, you know, report back when you get to go. Because you're seeing them at the Beacon. And are you going out to Westbury, too?
No, I'm just doing the Beacon.
Just the Beacon.
They were limited in tickets, so let everybody else have it. But I'm going to see them at the Beacon.
Yeah.
And,
well, the Beacon's a great theater. So, I mean,
they're doing Tarrytown, which I would have loved to have seen them, too, if I got a moment. But it's okay.
Are they doing any outdoor venues, I'm wondering? You know,
I didn't see it on their thing. I have to look. Because every time I look at on the schedule tour, it's like, I'm not sure who's on what and where. You know, because they say you can see everybody on their individual sites, but there's not one, you know, it's like, it's sort of like, to me, it was a bit disjointed for me to look. But I guess with the Cowsills, they're on the whole tour. And so that's really, they're fabulous. We can't say enough about them. And they're wonderful.
No, we
people.
Cannot. And our agent, Gary Raychak, he originally hooked us up to interview them when they, you know, talked about going back on the road. And Paul was a guest of ours last
early
year a few
on.
Times. And we had, yeah. And so this has been a real treat. And I look forward to the remainder of the tour, checking in with them and getting some super cool guests. And our listeners are pretty loyal, and hopefully they will go out. But, you know, please don't expect to get on the tour bus with them if you mention
our really.
Name.
I know. Bob says it, but, you know, that is not it. But you couldn't fit everybody on there anyway. But
disclaimer.
Do you realize that when they get on the bus, they love it. And meanwhile, everybody else I know who's been on the bus, I hate it. You know,
the bus.
So I don't know. But they're just grateful. And you know, when you hear them sing, it's just it's amazing. And I am so glad you finally got a chance to see them.
Yeah. I had myself a little glass of wine. Yeah, I wish I had a great time. It was great. It was great to see BB too. And, you know, they were just, they're awesome. So, you know, I'm not a gusher, but I gushed, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. So anyway, so we're, it's been a wonderful, beautiful, weather here, thank God. Though there were a couple of times I walked out and all I got was this humidity and I was like, oh God, I forgot about this.
It's hot here. It's hot. South, this is our steamy season. So, you know, and everybody's haying now. So there's, you know, just a lot of pollen in the air. And I don't know. I think we're going to have a dry summer, which does not bode well for the farmers here because they like
it's
to get
not,
a few cuts of hay.
It's not good
in.
For anybody. No, I know.
Mm-mm.
And I agree about that. I'm just, right now, all I'm doing is trying to unload the boxes and trying to figure out if I have a place to put anything. You know,
from the great thing. Oh, gee. I saw a picture of all those boxes in your new pad.
I know.
Sorry.
I was very happy that, you know, that my friend Maria came by and she helped undo a bunch of, you know, stuff. Oh, you know, this past weekend I went to see a show I hadn't seen a couple of friends of mine in a long time to perform. And my friend Ed Rogers opened up. Yeah, and he sounds fabulous. I mean, he really does. And he opened up for a friend who I hadn't seen in a while, Ian Hunter. And, you know, Ian Hunter is in a group called Mott the Hoople. And Ian was so fantastic. I'm watching him perform. And, I mean, I hadn't seen him in a few years. He's performing. And he's going. I went afterwards to say hello to him. And we're sitting, I said, God, I haven't seen you in so long. We're talking. And he mentions, you know, that he just had a birthday. And he goes, yeah, you know, I'm 77. I looked over at him. I said, what? What are you telling me? You're not that age. He goes, yes, I am. He goes, I don't talk about it, but yes, I'm 77. My head went
spinning. I saw a picture of him. Boy, he held together well. He does not look that age at all.
No.
Find out what he uses on his skin. Call him.
I know. I'll talk to his wife because his wife is the one that keeps him, you know, healthy. But I was just like, I kept saying, Ian, you can't be. He goes, yes, I am. And I'm like going, oh, my God. He had more energy, went right through the show, had more energy than anybody else that I know. I was like, you can't be. But he sounded fantastic, his vocals, everything. It was so you saw that picture. I mean, I just kept taking pictures. And I'm up close and I'm saying to him, you can't be.
All right, get the skinny on what he uses on his face. I'm serious.
I will.
I will find out.
I'm going to look for. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask him and ask his wife, what's the secret? You know? We definitely need to know. So it was lovely to go out, and I want to thank Mary Ellen who had gotten a table and said, come as my guest. You need to get out of the packing and unpacking mode and all the stress. And I said, okay. And it was a lot of fun, just a lot of fun. And Ian was so sweet. He says, come back, because he's doing a residency at the City Winery. So anybody out there, if you haven't seen them, just go. I mean, he puts on an amazing show. And like I said, I couldn't believe how old he is. And he puts on a show better than some of the younger people that I know. He has more energy than some.
Well, I don't know. I just think, May, there's just a – now, maybe because we're getting a little uppish in age, but I just think that these people have much more enthusiasm for their performing in their songs, tried and true guys that have been around and gals that have been around for a while. You know, it's just because, you know, your friend, the Beehive Queen, Christine, she was at the factory with Bonnie Bramlett. And, man, they blew the roof off that house.
Christine is amazing. I told you. I mean, Bonnie's fabulous. We all know that. But I got to tell you, Christine, if no one's ever seen her, she is – when she's out there singing, she's great. Oh, God.
She
love
is.
Her.
And,
love
I mean,
death.
They just, whew, they brought it. You know, and it isn't always just about the big flashy acts. Sometimes these acts that are the tried and true, the opening act, they turn out to be the best thing. And they blew. Oh, I saw a video of it. Oh, mamacita. They were good.
I'm glad. Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. So. Anyway, look, I know we're winding down, so I just want to say
we're winding down. So before we sign off, you're leaving shortly for Jolly Old England, aren't you?
Yes, Jolly Old England at the end of the month, and then I'll be back. I'll be celebrating maybe one of only for Independence Day, July 4th in England. I don't think they're celebrating.
Yeah, you know? No, probably not.
Since
probably
it was
not.
Our independence from the Brits, right? I'll be over there with friends and seeing some of my Liverpool friends, like, you know, and I'll be very happy to see them. And then I come home and continue this unpacking. Oh, you know what? This morning I saw the gay men's chorus that was on that they sang at Times Square. And one of my friends that I love, Larry Tente, I was looking, I said, that looks like Larry. And he got up to the microphone. He had one of the lead parts in singing.
Oh, wow.
And I was just so shocked. And I said, oh, my God. I sent him a note immediately. But they sounded beautiful. They, it was a lovely tribute. And everybody sounded great, I just have to say. And also, and I'm in love with James Corden. I think he was a fantastic host.
He did a great job, yeah. I just watched bits and pieces, but he's such a funny dude anyway, and I think he handled it well. And, you know, I really think, you know, I have a handgun carry permit, but I don't believe that anybody in this country needs to be able to buy an assault weapon. I'm sorry. That's just...
Especially, the FBI is now doing a briefing, but... You know, when you have one lone guy, especially nowadays, and you're turning around and you have all this stuff going on, and you called him twice, and you don't follow him when he's, like, buying a gun?
Well,
and you're talking
and I'm
about
sorry,
this assault rifle?
This may be profiling, but his name was Omar Mateen. That should have been a
but
red flag.
But it is a profiling.
Right,
they pulled him in twice previous.
You know, sorry.
And then they just sort of let
so
him
let's
go.
Let's find out. I think we need to find out who sold him this gun, and let's start exposing these people. You know,
absolutely.
It's I don't know. I don't know, kid.
I got to say,
let's
the Republicans,
hope for better
please,
days.
Pass this. Let's pass this thing about gun control, for God's sake,
yeah.
already.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's – all right, Chick, but we're out of time.
Yes.
I am going to talk to you shortly, and we're going to
yes.
say adios for this week. Next week, the Cow Hills are back on with a surprise
absolutely.
Guest, I think Billy J. Kramer.
yes.
Bye.
Adios.